all members voted? I don't think all members have voted. If all members have voted, Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 senators present this morning. Senator Paul Fisher is excused from the call of the Senate today.
If we stand for the invocation.
Let us pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we ask for a greater awareness of our individual needs, together with a deeper consciousness of your ability to supply those needs. We thank you for your continuing care of us, even though so often we fail to appreciate and acknowledge it. We admit to failures and shortcomings because of limited ability or insight. Grant us the wisdom to learn from our colleagues, and especially to be open to your counsel. Show us the way to greater effectiveness in daily living. Give us the grace to work effectively with those who may disagree with us, so that we together may reach worthy goals and accomplish meaningful tasks. Help us to realize that we are stewards of the abilities, resources, and time that you have entrusted to us. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
We stand at ease. Senator Roden. We certify the correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 87th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 17.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move the journal for the 87th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 17 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is a young lady who is here on the RSVP program. She is working in Representative Malone's office for a couple of weeks. She's a senior at Kenai Central High School. She's been active in sports, is an outstanding student, particularly in journalism and photography. She's going to attend Colorado State University at Fort Collins, Colorado. Would you join me in welcoming Lisa Browner?
Senator Elias.
Mr. President, Chairman. We have two visitors here this morning from Sitka, from the Sheldon Jackson College, Dr. Mike Kielke, who is the president of the college, and Mr. Tom Briggs, who is vice president.
We welcome you here this morning. Senator Strzelczewski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a friend and constituent. She's also chairman of District 10 Republican Party, and I think maybe down to keep an eye over her son, Brent, who's working for Representative Cowdery, Marilyn Payne.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a friend of mine from Bethel, who also serves on the Bethel City Council, John Binkley.
You have the floor, Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce some students that are visiting the capital city from Manicotic, which is a village out in the Bristol Bay area. They spent a couple days in Anchorage. We'll be spending a day in Juneau and then going down to Sitka for a day and then returning home. Keith, they're in the gallery over here, and I'd ask them to stand as I introduce them. Kenneth Nuckwuck, Marvin Nikita, Margaret Evan, Alec Maniluk, Howard Iojak, Eugene Nikita, and they're accompanied by their teacher, Blaine Ackley.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, may we stand in recess for approximately 5 minutes?
We'll be in recess for 5 minutes. Call. Without objection, I'd like to revert to introduction of guests. In the gallery is a very hard-working member of the Mat-Su community and a good personal friend. Many of you know her, Sue Tubbs. Are there messages from the governor this morning?
Message of April 13, dear Mr. President. I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Bill Number 139, providing a penalty for violation of a law or regulation relating to bees and beekeeping equipment. Chapter 4, Session Laws 1983. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor.
Other messages from the House.
Message of April 13, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill Number 128, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act raising the penalties for promoting child prostitution and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
House Bill Number 274, by Representatives Bettesworth and Furness, by request, an act relating to the regulation of public utilities and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
That is the message from the House today.
Other communications?
There are no communications.
Reports to standing committees this morning.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 21, use of Lake Grace, an area within the Misty Fjords National Monument for the generation of hydroelectric power for the Ketchikan area. And a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signing due pass were Senators Fahrenkamp, Strzelczewski, Eliason, Ziegler, and Mulcahy. Senator Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. SJR 21 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 101, issuance of citations for fish and game violations, and recommends that the Resources Committee substitute and the Resources Letter of Intent be adopted and attached to zero fiscal note. Senator Ray Chairman and Senator Ziegler, Elias and Petty, John and Josephson signed due pass. SB 101 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 120, relating to soil and water conservation, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, pardon me, concurring Senators Eliason, Paul Fisher, and Mulcahy. Senator Vic Fisher signed, no recommendation. SB 120 has a further referral to finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 213, relating to certain property tax assessments, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senators Halford, Gilman, and Sackett. SB 213 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 187, Resources, Regulation, Licensing, and Fee for Fur Farming, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Strzelczewski, Eliason, and Mulcahy. Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. CSHB 187 Resources has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 251, Hess, relating to state support for education, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and a new fiscal note. Senator Josephson, Chairman, and Senator Vic Fisher signed due pass. Senator Moss signed no recommendation. CSHB 251 Hess has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered House Bill Number 267 relating to herring stripping and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Strzelczewski, Ziegler, and Mulcahy. Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. House Bill 267 has no further referral.
The Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 187, relating to investigation by and granting subpoena power to the Alaska Police Standards Council, and Senate Bill Number 240, supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature, and recommend that they be calendared April 14. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Ferguson, and Bennett. These do appear on today's calendar. April 13. Dear President Curtula, from Senator Ray, Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, pursuant to your instructions and in accordance with AS 39580, the Senate Judiciary Committee has reviewed the following named individual, who is the Governor's appointee to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, Lou Williams, Jr., Ketchikan. There was no stated objections to confirmation of the named individual by committee members. This does not necessarily indicate an intention to vote for or against the individual named at the time of the joint session on confirmation. Those are the standing committee reports.
Are there any reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There is a resolution for introduction.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16 by Senator Vic Fisher relating to the construction and use of middle turning lanes on highways.
Transportation Committee.
That is the only new resolution.
There are bills for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill Number 250 by Senator Moss, an act amending an appropriation made to the unincorporated community of Glen Allen for bulk fuel storage to provide for the purchase of fire equipment and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
Senate Bill Number 251 by Senators Josephson and Vic Fisher, an act establishing the low-cost and low-income multiple family housing development fund in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Commerce and Finance, Community and Regional Affairs may wish to look at any of the following bills to cover this subject, but I'll give them Commerce and Finance, what Community and Regional Affairs may request.
Senate Bill Number 252 by Senators Josephson and Vic Fisher, an act transferring and reappropriating a portion of an appropriation made to the Multifamily Housing Loan Security Fund in the Alaska Industrial Development Authority to the Low-Cost and Low-Income Multiple Family Housing Development Fund in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance, CNRA, may you wish to look.
Senate Bill Number 253 by Senator Josephson and Senator Vic Fisher, an act relating to the Multifamily Housing Loan Program of the Alaska Industrial Development Authority, providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance, Community and Regional Affairs may wish to look at.
Senate Bill Number 254 by Senators Josephson and Vic Fisher, an act relating to loans made or purchased by the Alaska Industrial Development Authority and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 255 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to the payment of attorney services and expenses for indigent criminal defendants prosecuted by municipalities and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 256 by Senators Sackett, Eliason, Curtula, Ray, Bennett, Gilman, Fahrenkamp, Ferguson, Paul Fisher, Vic Fisher, Josephson, Mulcahy, Rohde, Sturgiluski, and Ziegler, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for the purchase and renovation of the Sheldon Jackson Museum and providing for an effective date.
Might as well just put it to rules. Finance Committee.
Those are the new bills, Mr. President.
Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary, please read Senate Bill 187 by title, author.
Senate Bill Number 187 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to investigations by and granting subpoena power to the Alaska Police Standards Council. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. There are no amendments.
In absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
There are no amendments, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill Number 187 be considered and gross advance third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
Senate Bill Number 187, an act relating to investigations by and granting subpoena power to the Alaska Police Standards Council.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Is there any debate on this legislation? One paragraph. I presume question. Everyone has read it. Question is, shall Senate Bill 187 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas and one excused.
Senate Bill 187 has passed the Senate. The next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 240. Secretary, read the bill by title.
Senate Bill Number 240 by Senator Curtula, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Fakes, and Mulcahy. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 240 be considered in gross advance third reading and placed on final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 240, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I intend to vote against this bill. There is an initiative which is in the process of being handled by the Lieutenant Governor's office, which would cut off legislative per diem at the 90th day. I happen to be one of the sponsors or signers of that original petition, and I believe that it represents the public's view that this legislature can accomplish its business in a much shorter period of time than it does under present circumstances. I've been home fairly frequently. Last weekend I was home. It was interesting that most people asked me not about roads or schools. They asked me when the legislature was going to get over with. And I think the newspapers in Anchorage reflect public opinion. They don't lead it on this issue. I have seen nothing since I have been in this body that would have caused me to review my signature from that initiative petition. Thank you.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 240 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Senator Halford desires to change his vote. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 3 nays, and 1 excused.
Senator Ray.
I'm asking that the consent to the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 240 be considered a roll call and effective date clause.
Objection. So ordered. Takes us to the... We do not have a citation calendar this morning. Takes us to unfinished business this morning. Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I'd like to move that I be permitted to withdraw Senate Bill 28. It's a bill that would have dealt with the use of middle turning lanes on highways. These have been referred to in the Anchorage area as suicide lanes. We've had a number of complaints. We were told in discussions with the various agencies that they need legislation to deal with it. The hearing showed that DOT can deal with the problem, and therefore today I've introduced a resolution, Senate Concurrent Resolution 16, which should take care of it, so I'd like to ask unanimous consent to withdraw Senate Bill 28.
Without objection, Senate Bill 28 has been withdrawn. Senator Rohde.
I ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow. I'll be going back to Anchorage tomorrow.
Senator Rohde has been excused without objection. You have the floor, Senator.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused tomorrow for personal business.
Without objection. Announcement of committee meetings. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. Chairman.
Affairs.
Mr. President, State Affairs will meet at 3 p.m. today to consider House Bill 79, peremptory disqualification of judges, SB 48, adoption of state retirement regulations, SB 218, disclosure of information, SB 220, Capital Projects Advisory Commission, SJR 22, U.S. Academy of Peace and Conflict Resolution, HCR 28, George A. Parks Day.
Finance Chairman.
Finance will meet on closeouts tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Tomorrow morning at 8:30. Rules Chairperson.
Mr. President, legislative reform at 5 o'clock tonight in the Belt Room.
Mr. Commerce Chairman.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce will meet at 1:30 this afternoon in the Belt Room, taking up Senate Bill 134 relating to surety bond and financial requirements for insurers of surplus lines. And we're also going to make a letter of intent for committee sub-super Senate Bill 184, which extends the termination date of Alaska Transportation Commission.
Further announcement of committee meetings. Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, tomorrow 3. Resources will be meeting in the Belts Room. We'll be taking up SB 11, making a special appropriation to the Alaska Power Authority for power projects. SB 168, relating to the Alaska Power Authority. SJR 3, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to agriculture rights and state lands.
Mr. Transportation Chairman.
Mr. President, I have a notice here of an invitation to hear Gary Kopas, PhD on criminal justice, in the Butrovich Room at noon during the Interior Delegation luncheon, and part of the discussion that he will be speaking on will be on behalf of Anderson in the maximum security prison at the Interior Delegation luncheon. So, that announcement.
Are the items under special orders this morning? Senator Lyason.
President, I just have a brief announcement that the Klondike Night reception by the Skagway Convention and Visitors Bureau will be at the Alaskan Hotel this evening, 4:30 till 6:30. And for those of you who are going on a ferry trip this weekend, there will be a party at the Red Onion while ferries in Skagway. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Red Onion, it's a rehabilitated house of ill repute.
Appropriate. We're going to ask for a 9:30 session tomorrow so that those that are going to Skagway on the transportation effort may make the ferry. Senator Ray?
Did you want me to announce it too, sir?
Excuse me, Senator Ray. Please announce it.
There's no other business to come before the Senate. I move we adjourn to 9:30 a.m. Friday, April 15th.